Did you get a blue rinse? You didn't quite get a blue rinse.
No, I didn't get a blue rinse. And in fact, the blue rinse, of course, is favoured, as you know, by Queen Elizabeth. And of course, it's been abused by Mrs. Slocum and Are You Being Served? And it's become synonymous with ladies of a certain age. And we are talking today about the blue rinse. And just for people, it became popular in the 1930s after one of the wars. And basically, the rinse, it was a dilute hair dye. Mm-hmm. And it was designed to kind of reduce the greyness, and if you applied it correctly, Derek, it left the wearer's hair with a distinctly silver blue tinge. Now, we all know what we're talking about. We're talking about the Blue Rinse Brigade. And I've been checking out the popularity of it or not today. Now, how the whole subject came up on the programme. If you remember last week, we had Crystal Swing in, and we had Mammy Crystal Swing, we had Mary, and she was talking about her brand new hairstyle. She's got this kind of very, how would you call it, Egyptian looking bob, and she looks very young and trendy. And we joked with her, did she ever think about getting a blue rinse? So we'd a lot of people kind of texting in saying they do, they don't, and whatever. And this woman called Margaret Feeney emailed the programme and said, there's a hair salon in Finglas and a lot of its clientele would be ladies of a certain age. They would be older ladies and they would have their hair and it would be white. Now, whether they have it as a blue rinse or they use something else or do they still use the blue rinse, but they have great crack in this salon. And then we also got another email in from a woman called Roslyn Hickey. Now, Roslyn faces a decision a lot of women and men, of course, face as well as early as their 20s is, do they go grey or not? When the grey starts to appear, do you continue putting a brunette colour in, a blonde colour in? It's very costly. Sometimes if you're putting a load of colours in, it can look very messy. What do you do? Do you let yourself go grey naturally? And she was in her late 50s facing this dilemma and she thought she'd try maybe a blue rinse as well. So I brought Rosalind along to this salon in Finglas called D11. And the salon is run by Anne Doyle, not Anne Doyle of the News Variety. She hasn't retired to run a salon, but a different Anne Doyle. And it turned out to be the most amazing 3 hours I ever spent in a hair salon because the clientele are great crack. And not just that, I discovered a little gem of a person. And sometimes when somebody's kind, you can't believe the effect that has on a community. It's more than just a hair salon. It's a lot more than just a hair salon. Have a listen and we'll discover, is the blue rinse still in or still out? And what are the ladies like in Finglas in D11 Hair Salon? Well, a very good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
We're here in D11 Hair and Beauty Studio in Finglas Village Centre, is that right?
Yes.
We were discussing blue rinses on the programme. We thought we'd like to come to a salon where some of the ladies come in and they get the blue rinses. And we were told to come to D11 here. And Anne Doyle is the owner. Give Anne a clap. And seems to be much loved here. Well, Anne, how are you this morning?
Grand, Brenda. Thanks very much for coming this morning.
You are the proprietress, would that be the right word?
Thereabouts, yeah. Something like that, I'd say, all right.
You're here in Finglas Village Centre, but that's, you weren't right, always here. This is a big move for you.
It is a big move, Brenda. I actually moved down here 10 weeks ago. I was 33 years in Dunsink Green. So it's been a great move, and I just want to thank everybody for all the support. All the customers are like personal friends of mine. They've supported me and the family, and I just love every one of them.
It's a big move going from, say, a small place into a big place. Why did you take the risk?
It was just that my clientele were getting that bit older and my place was quite small. It was lovely, but a bit too small for the door. And unfortunately, a few of the customers now, they're getting aging now and they need wheelchairs and their own walkers.
And Anne, you might be a little bit nervous talking to me, but one thing you certainly seem to know about is the hair and the wash and blow dry. And we're talking about the blue rinses today. Yeah, yeah. So are they still as popular as they were, say, 10 years ago?
Brenda, sorry, no, they're not actually. It's more like the young people are actually getting more, the blue hair, the pink hair, the green hair. The older women are actually going grey gracefully. And there's actually new mousses out there that they can change from blonde to a bluey hue to a dark brown without actually having to have the blue rinse. It's not really as popular as it was years ago.
So how many would you say you would do on a busy Saturday or something?
Well, to be honest with you, it would just be a watercolour they'd put in or a colour mousse. The actual, blue rinse is actually gone, as far as I would know.
Do any blue rinses?
Not any actually blue, like we used to do years ago. I used to work in town years ago. That's gone back 40 years now, and it was a regular occurrence. Everyone would have the blue, kind of like a deep blue, like Mrs. Slocum, and, you know, the pinky hues, bluey hues, but that's kind of gone now. It's more like the young people are actually having all the real pinks and blues now.
Okay, so you're telling me the blue rinse is gone?
I think so. I think so, yeah.
So I'm looking at your customers out there, and a lot of them seem to have a blue rinse. So what have they got?
That's just their natural grey. And it's just from nice kind of silver shampoos they're using just to enhance their old grey that's making it look so well.
Right, here we are back on the hair salon floor. Now, Margaret, what's your surname?
Margaret Feeney is my name.
Now, you emailed The Mooney Show. Tell us why you wanted us to come to this salon.
I did, because you were looking for somebody to nominate hairdressers for a blue rinse brigade. And Anne sprang to mind, because Anne has been doing the hairs of all the mature ladies in Finglas for a long time, including my mother Helen. She would pick up the ladies who hadn't transport and bring them down to the hairdressers to get their hair done.
Is that true?
Yes!
Wait, so who did she give a lift to? What's your name?
Anne McLaughlin.
Well, go on, did she give you a lift,
Anne? I did. She picked me up at 8:45 right at my apartment. At 8:45, I just text Anne, I'm going down to you this morning. Okay, Anne, text you when you're there. And she texted me and she said, don't come out, I'll wait at the gate because it's too cold. That right, Anne?
Aww.
That's the truth.
Is that the truth?
Yeah, that is the honest to God truth.
Yeah. And what do you get done now, do you mind me
asking? I get me cut, wash, blow dry and colour.
And what kind of a colour? Are we blue rinsing it?
I don't know, it's blonde, I know.
I get a lift back and down home.
And what's your name?
Kathleen McGowan.
And Kathleen, do you mind me ask, in around what age are you?
I'm 86.
And you look fantastic. Can you describe your hair for us?
I'm grey.
Yeah. But it's kind of a white grey, isn't it? Yeah. So
silver grey.
A silver grey. And is that natural or do you put a colour in it?
It's natural. Natural, like myself.
Yeah.
It's natural. I'm all natural.
Hi, what's your name?
Sally Kenny.
What happened to you?
I fell in Spain and broke my femur bone and I was laid up a long time, and if I couldn't get to Anna and it'd come down to me, hail rain or snow, and do my hair, it gave me a lift.
And do you mind me ask, how much did it cost?
Very little. Sometimes nothing. That's Anne. Yeah,
that's Anne.
She'd say, no, you're okay.
Oh, sorry, she picked you as well. What's your name?
Pauline Sinclair.
Pauline, go on, tell us.
She's brilliant. Yeah. I'd be quite...
Go away.
I'd be quiet a minute.
Why would she evoke such emotion? Do you feel...
It's not very good.
You're crying now thinking about it, and that's okay, because sometimes when somebody's very kind... Doesn't that make you cry? Do, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all brilliant.
So she collects your drops, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Gary does, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And now, don't you feel bad having a little tear there? Because I think kindness is always lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, thank
you. They're so good. So they really are very good.
Thanks, Pauline. Give Pauline a clap there, will we? Gee, Margaret, you nominated Anne, and she's very shy, and I think she's mortified there, but she seems to be pretty special.
Anne is, I think I speak on behalf of everybody here to say that Anne is a wonderful person. She's been very kind over the years to all the ladies.
Goodness me, they're all in tears. Can I just ask, when you come down here to get your hair done, you know, it would take 20 minutes, half an hour if you're just getting a wash and a blow dry. Who stays longer than that?
We all do. I'm on my own. I'm up in the apartment and I come down to Anne and I sit and have, do you want a drink, Anne? Do you want it? She just have me half drunk coming out.
So you come down to get the wash and the blow dry.
Yeah.
And it would take, as I said, half an hour. So how long would you stay?
About 2 hours, 3 hours.
What?
Yes, and you're chatting with all the people and having a great time and talking to all the old ladies and all that.
About 3 hours?
Yeah, they're sitting here talking to you. Yeah.
Margaret, thank you very much for informing us about Anne and bringing us to this salon. Everybody give Margaret a clap. Now, Anne has told me, girls, that the blue rinse is gone, that nobody here is getting it. Is that right?
Yes.
That it's all different colour shampoos. But I have a challenge for you, Anne, because also Roslyn emailed the show and she's joined us here in the salon today. So can we give Roslyn a round of applause? You're very welcome, Roslyn.
Rosalind, tell me your full name.
My name is Rosalind Hickey. I'm 59 years old and I decided about 2 years ago to go grey. And the reason for that was I was a brunette and I was finding it really, really difficult to maintain it. It was expensive and it wasn't looking well because I was putting too many chemicals into it. And the other reason, to be honest with you, was I realised that I'm heading towards 60 and I want to accept myself for who I am. And if my hair is going grey, I'm going to let it go grey. So it was really about self-confidence because I felt as I was getting older, I was beginning to lose self-confidence because, you know, I was saying maybe I should change this, change that, change the other. And I decided, no, I'm not going to let certain beliefs dictate the way I want to be. I'm not sort of giving in. I'm just going with the flow because I think at the end of the day, nature gives you what suits you. So that's the way I'm living my life now.
Okay. Well, so you want to try something today. Tell us why you emailed the show.
I suppose I want to try something today because of people's reactions. I find I work with young people. I'm a career guidance counsellor. And the interesting thing is that I find young people around 17, 18, 19, they all think it was a great idea that I go grey. And then some of them are going on to be beauticians. And they were saying to me, you look lovely and all of that. And they were very supportive. But I found women my own age saying, you're very brave, or are you not afraid? You're going to look a lot older. So all of the last piece of artificial colour has gone out of my hair. It's now grey. I'm quite happy with it. But sometimes I think I'd like, maybe if I'm going out Christmas party or for dinner or something like that, I'd like to look a little bit more glamorous. So I suppose I was looking at rinses. Rinses are safe because you can they'll grow out after, I think, 3 or 4 washes or whatever. So really, I'm willing to give it a go maybe. For that glamorous night out, I'd like to have something a little bit more than my natural grey.
And that's why you contacted us. Yeah. Okay, well, can we do anything for her, Anne?
Yes, Brenda, we certainly have come across this. Very, very common. But we have this situation now that you can actually use a colour mousse and you can come in all different varieties of colours. Sorry, Rosalind, what's your lifestyle? What do you work at?
Right, and I work with young people and actually many of them want to go on to be beauticians, so they love the idea of me going grey. Right, but at the same time, I don't want to look like Katy Perry.
You know, the kind of vibrant blue we're talking about, yeah.
That's no problem, Rosalind. We have a lovely product here. They're going to try it now today. It washes in and washes out and you can change from blonde to silver blue to whatever colour you want, to a beigey blonde, whatever colour that you like.
So what colour are you going to put in? What does she look like when it's over?
It's going to look like a silvery kind of blonde. Just be nice with her skin tone. It'll really be nice on her.
Right, so Anne and Rosalind, I'm going to leave you to it. And the best of luck, OK?
Thanks a lot, Brenda.
All right. I'm just going to chat to some of your lovely customers. I'm at the other sink here in D11 Salon and I'm probably with the youngest customer here today. Hi, what's your name? What age are you?
Blake, I'm the age of 7.
And you're 7, well, are you having a good summer, Blake?
Yeah.
Anne told me that the blue rinse was gone, but you have a blue rinse in your hair. Can you describe for people who are listening to the show today and they can't see it, what does your hair look like?
A mohawk and the tips are dull blue.
Well, I think you look really cool and your head is shaved on either side. We'll take a picture and put it up on the Mooney Show website. But I want to know, why did you want to go with this blue rinse look?
Because support the Dubs.
You support the Dubs?
Yeah.
I think I need an oxygen tank. Will somebody get me out of here quick? And the Dubs are playing Donegal on Sunday.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like to be Donegal, would you?
No.
No. Well, Blake, I think you look really terrific. Doesn't he look great, everybody? Yeah. The youngest blue rinser here in Finglas. Well done, Blake. We'll give him a clap.
Happy birthday to you.
Can somebody tell me what's going on?
See, Brenda, when it's someone's birthday, she'll always have a cake in the press. Not the F. When you come down, what day you come down, there's always a cake in the press because it's always someone's birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Linda.
Thanks very much.
We've had people gossiping, we've had singing. What else goes on here? A few old jokes, maybe some of the blue variety. Blue rinses, blue jokes.
Blue rinses, blue jokes. I was just telling Tessie about the little fella in school. And the master said, did anybody here knows what fascinate is? Nobody answered. And this little fella put up his hand. He said, I do, missus. He said, me mammy bought me nanny a cardigan and she couldn't fascinate.
Now, Annie, I believe sometimes when you're here and you're getting your colour done or whatever,
right,
you might burst out into song. Is that right?
Yeah. Sometimes. Not all the time.
Would you give us a song? Go on.
I'll try.
What are you going to sing?
I've got you under my skin, will that do?
Oh, that'll do us all. Yeah, off you go. We'll all join in.
I've got you under my skin, and I've got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. And I've got you under my skin. Now, that's
all right. You can go now. Thanks, Annie.
Now, Rosalind, what do you think of that now? Are you happy with that?
I'm really pleased, Anne. Thanks. It looks really natural, really healthy, and I think it's elegant looking. Thanks very much.
Well, can you describe it for everybody?
I think it's probably a long classical bob. It's grey, but it's been really well highlighted by the product that Anne used.
And how do you feel?
I think it's very wearable, because that was one of my main worries when I heard about getting a rinse in, but I'm really pleased with it.
Now, Rosalind, we spoke earlier and we talked about the late 50s, 60s, embracing the natural colour of your hair. Have you done that this morning? Where are you at in your head?
Well, my experience this morning has convinced me that I made the right decision to go grey. I'm going to go greyer and greyer as more of my natural hair colour goes out of the hair. Overall, I'm very happy with it. No, I'm going to stick with this.
Well, Rosalind, a big step. Let's see what the ladies here think about it, because they've opinions about everything else, so I'm sure they'll have something about your hair. So I'm just swinging your chair around. What do you think?
I think she could have started a trend. Very attractive, very elegant. It's beautiful.
All right, well done, Ros. You look beautiful. Thanks, and of course we'll put Brenda. Some pictures, if you don't mind, on the Mooney Show website.
Okay, thanks very much, Brenda. It's been a lovely experience.
Well, do you know what, girls? I've just had a terrific morning here. Anne Doyle, you must feel $1 million. I know you hate me sticking the mic up your nose.
Absolutely.
You look at it and you must feel it.
Oh, thanks, Brenda. Thanks so much. And thanks to everybody for all your support. You're absolutely fantastic.
Brenda, I think we'll finish with a song, because that's what we always do here in Anne's, okay?
What are you going to say?
She is simply the best.
Okay, everybody, off you go. And enjoy the rest of the day. These are great fun, and no, not a blue rinse in sight.
You're simply the best. You're best.